This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning client of ours that was on the show back in October the 2nd. We're talking about no other than Root One, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ROIUD. If you're up there in Toronto, they trade on the TSX under the ticker symbol ROI. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Tony Busseri. Tony, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Everett.
Route One provided to the market an operations update last week after the market. I believe it was on Thursday, October the 17th. And your revenues and your gross profits were dramatically up from the prior couple of quarters. How did we get there and where do we go from here?
Sure. I guess the largest single driver of the jump can be attributed to Route One closing on the acquisition of PCS Mobile on June 28th. Therefore, the results of that deal from an operational perspective never made it into the second quarter. Overall, that resulted in our revenues and gross profits dramatically improving from Q2 to the tune of we posted revenue in Canadian dollars of $8.7 million and gross profit of approximately $2.8 million. Just to give a little color, PCS Mobile was the computer reseller with expertise in mobile data applications, including wireless products for in-vehicle use that we acquired, again, on June 28th. They're based in Denver, Colorado. They resell ruggedized devices, including Panasonic Toughbooks, Explorer, G-Tech, other rugged tablets. And they're also a partner or a reseller of Genetec's AutoView technology, which is their automatic LPR or license plate recognition technology. And that's been a real good winner for us. And during the first 100 days after we acquired them, we were able to see some operational synergies between the two businesses operating apart. And we got to see the benefits of revenue models coming together. I guess what we're most excited about ever is quite often when you have a jump in a quarter around revenue and gross profit, companies can point to one big contract or two big contracts that took them there. In our particular case, that didn't happen. I'm real thrilled that it was a series of clients and projects of a certain sizing that none of them were material in themselves. And that leads to the type of diversified client base we're growing. And we think what we're able to do in the third quarter is probably going to be the norm or in and around that area as we move forward. So we're pretty excited that quickly we are able to realize solid revenue, good gross profit. And as we report our third quarter results in late November, the EBITDA and the net profit will show the benefit of the acquisition too. So again, real pleased, but keep in mind it's only the first 90 days post-closing. So we think there's a little bit more in the tank, let's call it, for that combined company, our combined company, as we move forward.
Just to bring my listeners kind of up to speed in the background, your second quarter was $3.4 million, and the third quarter was $8.7 million. Do I have those metrics correct?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's impressive. That's impressive. I got a question for you. On September the 30th of this year, you issued a news release about an expanded deal with Genetec to provide their AutoView technology to Ontario Marketplace. Can you discuss the agreements and the historical business relationship with them and what it means to your company?
Sure. Genetec is a very large international player in the video management and the license plate recognition space. We work with Genetec as a premier dealer to bring their license plate recognition technology to two verticals principally. One is for public safety with police forces, and the other is for parking lot operators and attendants supporting them. In both cases, identifying license plate that trigger actions on their part. On a public safety basis, it may be there's a warrant for individual's arrest, or it could be a outstanding parking ticket, etc. And on a parking lot attendant basis, it's matching up the plate with the type of parking spot that the person or their client is entitled to. So we're seeing a lot more use of this technology. Instead of having manned booths or having to have police officers walk the beat and take a look at plates and then keep key it in and see if there's a hit there. This is being done in an automated fashion, a lot quicker, with a lot more depth and accuracy, providing good outcomes. And that could be as simple as collecting revenue, which helps the tax base for a community. Or two, it's obviously providing a public safety measure. So we think the technology is fantastic. It fits well for us in our data analytics capability. We see ourselves growing aggressively with Genetech and bringing that now to the province of Ontario. Historically, PCS Mobile, again, we acquired PCS on June 28th, has done business with them in the states of Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, and Washington. So now we're stepping up to Ontario, where Rail One has historically had a base. Our chairman of the board, Mike Harris, used to be the premier or similar to a state governor for the province of Ontario. We have some good relationships here, and we think there's a real benefit in working with Genetech to bring their AutoView technology into the Ontario marketplace. I mean, what's interesting when you look at it, PCS Mobile built a relationship that started at no revenue, and over the course of 5+ years, grew that to north of $6 million annually. Margins are healthier on this type of business because it's not a reselling of hardware. It's a combination of hardware and software and a series of services and activities we do. And I think if we had Genetech on the line, they're intrigued with us because we do so much more than just act as a dealer. We bring the ability to develop applications, software applications, using their software development kit, and those applications more deeply embed us or entrench us with the ultimate user of the AutoView technology. So we see this, I like to call it partnership or relationship, with Genetech expanding and flourishing, where we bring all our capabilities to the table. And I think you're going to see a lot more revenue coming from us as a result of the LPR investment we've made.
You know, Tony, speaking of revenues, obviously you've had some outstanding quarters here in the last 9 to 12 months. That being said, what can we expect in the fourth quarter and going forward?
Yeah, I think the first thing I'd want to highlight, Everett, that is once you get a deal done, I think, your first step is wanting to integrate it. And that's not just flushing out redundant costs. It's bringing a culture together and making a place for people to hang their hats and really enjoy their careers. And collectively, as a group of men and women, we're out to achieve certain goals and objectives on behalf of our shareholders and their stakeholders. So what's the very first thing we're focused on right now is operational execution. And then from there, you obviously want to think about how do we continue to get better as a business, particularly around our client solution and service delivery. I like to talk about the fact that we pivoted our business over the last 12 months away from being an independent software vendor in the security arena, now to a solutions-based company, or one that's not just into selling products. And the market's responded, I think, fairly well to us so far. Our initial investment in our business development and sales team has gone well, but I like to reference the fact that we're trying to grow our sales team more towards being a challenger-type sales rep, away from being a relationship builder or a reactive problem solver. We think ultimately challenging our clients and coming up with creative solutions to help them with their underlying business challenges is going to give us a deeper relationship and one that's more profitable for us and a lot stickier as we move forward. As it pertains to growth, I get asked this quite a bit, so why don't I just end the answer to your question this way, is that there's obviously going to be, we believe, good organic growth, but there's also going to be acquisition growth. And I say just watch us over the coming quarters. We want to acquire additional businesses with one of two profiles, either A, high quality sales and business development talent with deep client relations, or B, one where it's an early stage company with strong intellectual property or technology that can accelerate the timing of our company bringing offerings for our clients to market that they need. And I guess I would say think AI or machine learning for our data and analytics capability, or threat assessment technology, or applications to leverage AutoView's ALPR technology, or automated license plate recognition technology. So we're going to grow in a simple way by acquiring people and great accounts, at the same time augmenting the intellectual property that we developed through our excellent software engineering team, and augment that with new creative ideas and technologies, likely pre-revenue, that we can slot in and diversify what we can bring to the table to solve our clients' needs and challenges.
Tony, let me ask you this before I let you go. People listening to the interview, looking at your stock for the first time, why should they go out there and buy it?
Well, I never tell people where they should buy or sell stock. I think I would point to the fact that I think we've de-risked our business model quite a bit as a result of the acquisitions we've done over the last 18 months. We generate cash flow. We have a pretty strong revenue base. We have a good story and strategy. And if you're into solutions versus products and the growth companies with a seasoned management team that knows how to build through acquisitions and organic growth, we might be an interesting place to invest your money.
Tony Passeri has been my guest today. He's the CEO and director of Route One Inc. I'll say it. He can't say it. I think it's grossly undervalued. Let me give you my reasons why. Market cap at $8.1 million. Revenues at $8.7 million just for the third quarter. If you take that times three or four, you're at $32 million. If you give it a two or three multiple, this company is grossly undervalued. You can figure out the math yourself. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ROIUD. TSX on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ROI. Tony, thank you so much for coming on the show. Greatly appreciate it. Looking forward to it. I think you're doing great things out there. You might be the hardest working guy in the industry.
Thanks, Ev. Appreciate that.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.